At KVGC News Times, now 7 minutes after the hour. Well, if you felt the earth move yesterday, you were right. Foothill residents in Amador, Calaveras, and El Dorado County reported feeling a slight tremor on Sunday morning. Officials with the U.S. Geological Survey report a series of small earthquakes jolted the Lake Tahoe region of California and Nevada on Sunday, extending down into the foothills. A 3.7 magnitude quake struck at 8:33 in the morning, centered at about 4.5 miles southeast of Dollar Point in California, and was followed by a 2.8 magnitude quake 2 minutes later and a 2.7 magnitude jolt at 8:45 in the morning. The USGS said light shaking was reported on all sides of the lake and no significant damage was reported.
Well, with a light rain falling yesterday afternoon, Calaveras Consolidated Firefighters and CAL FIRE still responded to a vegetation fire on Hogan Dam Road. Burning on both sides of the road, forward progress stopped. The fire contained a short time after crews arrived. Yesterday's small fire is a stark reminder, though. Conditions are dry throughout the foothills. The cause of the fire, under investigation.
And the Ione City Council has appointed an interim city manager to replace Sherry McGraw. The council had removed McGraw on Tuesday. Meeting Friday morning in special session, the Ione Council announced that they had voted in closed session to hire Michael Rock to act as the temporary manager. Rock has been city manager at five different California cities, most recently heading up Yuba City in 2019 and 20. Rock will replace McGraw, who the city council had released from the city manager job after a vote in closed session at their meeting Tuesday after less than 4 months on the job. McGraw was offered her previous position as finance director, and she has accepted. Now, the council also approved hiring a consulting firm, BHI Consulting, to conduct a search for a permanent city manager.
And a Stockton man arrested in Amador County Thursday on various charges, including possession of a stolen vehicle. According to reports, the Amador Sheriff's Office received info, a vehicle stolen out of Lodi, possibly here in Amador County. The information also included the fact the victim's credit card was being used at local businesses. While investigating, a deputy located the stolen vehicle in the Dollar Tree parking lot, the vehicle occupied by Jason DeMello from Stockton. DeMello was arrested for being in possession of a stolen vehicle, use of an access card without consent, and two out-of-county felony warrants.
And the Amador County Public Health Department will hold a vaccine clinic this Thursday at the Health and Human Services Building. Eligibility for this clinic: people 18 years and older who live or work in Amador County. This clinic will use the Johnson & Johnson single-dose vaccine. Walk-ins are welcome. On-site registration is available, or you can register for a specific time by going to myturn.ca.gov. Again, that's myturn.ca.gov.
And Caltrans performing bridge maintenance with intermittent one-way traffic control on a series of bridges in Calaveras County this week. Starting today through Friday, work will be conducted on Highway 4 from the old highway connector to Red Hill Road, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Then on Highway 12 from East 26 to Double Springs from 8 to 4, and 26 from Railroad Flat to Barney Way, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Expect 10-minute delays at these locations. Alternate routes should be taken if possible. Now, the work is scheduled to begin as listed, but subject to change due to traffic incidents, weather, availability of equipment and/or materials, and construction-related issues.
And a reminder for you, Michigan Bar Road slated to be closed through Thursday between 104 and Carbondale Road for the replacement of railroad crossing by Union Pacific. Again, that's today through Thursday. You can detour Irish Hill Road and Carbondale Road. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Monday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm J.D.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather, 24 hours a day, to visit our website. That's KVGCRadio.com.